Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, for the last couple of months, we've been talking about Satan and the ways that he uses to get someone to fall. Now, we did finish up that series last week. We hope it was an encouragement to you, or at least a warning of the different ways that Satan is going to try to get in front of you. Now, this month, we're going to start a new series, and we're going to be dealing with the major events in prophecy. And we feel, of course, that that's a very critical topic for our day and time. The world around us is getting worse and worse. And it really just fits perfectly into what the Bible says is going to happen as time starts to come to an end. So as we think about that, the idea of reviewing the Bible for the prophecies that it warns us about is a very, very good thing to do for us. So without any further delay, let's go ahead and turn the broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds so he can get started with these major events of prophecy.
This morning, I'd like to give some major events in prophecy. We think of the term, the last days. What does that mean? This term is also referred to as the latter days, or the time of the saints in Scripture. The last days started with Christ's first coming and will continue until Christ's second coming. We are currently in the first phase of the last days, which also may be referred to as the times of the Gentiles. The last days will continue through the tribulation period, which is the second phase of the last days, also known as the time of Jacob's trouble. The last days will be officially over when Christ comes back to the earth in the second coming to set up his millennial kingdom. Many of the signs leading up to the rapture may also be applied to the times leading up to the second coming. What is the term rapture of the saints? I believe that the rapture of the saints will occur before the seven-year tribulation period even begins. I would be labeled as a pre-tribulation, pre-millennialist. I know that some are mid-trib, others are post-tribulationist regarding the rapture. My reasons for believing in a pre-tribulation rapture are very simple, however. I believe that the seven-year tribulation period will be a time when God systematically pours out his wrath and judgments upon the people of the earth during the brief reign of the Antichrist as described in Revelation chapter 6 through 19. God has not appointed believers to wrath. The rapture is an intimate event, meaning that the rapture could occur at any time. Believers are supposed to be looking for the blessed hope, the coming of Jesus Christ. Believers are not to be looking for the revealing of the Antichrist. The pre-trib rapture is a source of comfort to believers who will escape the judgments of the tribulation period. The general overall chronology of the book of Revelation also suggests a pre-tribulation rapture. Revelation chapter 4 is a picture of the rapture where the saints are taken to heaven. And there they worship the Lord, as Revelation chapter number 5 suggests. Revelation chapter 6 through 19 describe the details of the tribulation period. Christ will come in the air to take believers to heaven in the rapture just as he promised in John 14, verses 1 through verse 3. The rapture will also include the resurrection of the just, where the spirits of departed saints will receive their glorified bodies, and the saints who are living will be caught up to receive their glorified bodies. While the glorified saints are in heaven, they will be anticipating the day when they return to earth with Christ to rule and reign for 1,000 years. While the tribulation period is taking place on earth, the judgment seat of Christ will be taking place in heaven, along with the marriage supper of the Lamb. What is the seven-year tribulation period? This is also referred to as the time of Jacob's trouble and it's also called Daniel's 70th week. The tribulation begins immediately after the rapture of the saints and will be the most horrific time on earth in all of human history. That's according to Christ's prophecy in Matthew 24. At the beginning of the tribulation period, the Son of Man, also referred to as the Antichrist, will be revealed. There will be a great deal of political, economic, and religious chaos in the world. The Antichrist will claim to be the world's savior and ultimate problem solver. He will establish a peace pact between Israel and the Arab nations, only to break the pact at the midpoint of the tribulation period. This is described by Daniel and Jesus as the abomination of desolation. A detailed description of the events of the tribulation period are set forth in Revelation chapter 6 through chapter 19. This is seen through the judgments of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven vials. The first 3.5 years of the tribulation period will include the ministry of two witnesses. These will be martyred. The second 3.5 years of the tribulation period will be more intense as the Antichrist shows his true colors to the world. There will be several purposes for the tribulation, but one of the major ones will be the preparation of Israel to receive her Messiah. After the judgment of religious, political, and commercial Babylon, the 7-year tribulation period will end with the second coming of Christ and the battle of Armageddon. Now, what is the second coming and the millennial? Immediately after the 7-year tribulation period, Jesus Christ will come back to the earth with his glorified saints in an event known as the second coming of Christ. The second coming of Christ also marks the beginning of the millennial, referred to as the 1,000-year reign of Christ with his saints upon the earth. When Christ returns to the earth in the second coming, he will bring all of his glorified saints in heaven with him to establish the millennial kingdom. This event is something the glorified saints in heaven, as well as we upon this earth, look about and oftentimes we sing about. There are several prophetic events that will occur in rapid succession in conjunction with the second coming of Christ. It appears that the first order of business will be that of defeating the nations that come against Israel in the battle of Armageddon. As Christ is coming with the glorified saints, the elect among the nations of Israel will look upon the one who they had pierced and embrace him as their Lord and Messiah by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Thus, they will fulfill the terms of the new covenant God has made with the nation of Israel. God will also fulfill the covenant promises he made to Israel in the Abrahamic covenant, as they will be restored to their land and dwell there in peace, as well as the Davidic covenant, in which Jesus Christ will reign as king over all the earth from his throne in Jerusalem. At the beginning of the millennial, evil will be purged from the earth as Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. This is talked about in Revelation 20, verse 1 and 2. The survivors of the tribulation period and the battle of Armageddon will be gathered from the four corners of the earth to face the Lord in the judgment of the nations. The wicked, these are the goats, they will be cast into hell to await the resurrection of the unjust dead when they will be summoned to the great white throne judgment to be cast into the lake of fire. The elect, who are identified as sheep, will enter into the millennial kingdom in their natural bodies. The millennial reign of Christ will be the literal fulfillment of several promises and prophecies in Scripture that relate to God's ultimate purpose for the earth. The 1,000-year reign of Christ with his saints will be a time of unsurpassed spirituality. It'll be a time of great holiness, joy, peace, and grace. This will be a time unlike anything the world has ever experienced. At the end of the millennial reign, when the 1,000 years are expired, the Lord will release Satan from the bottomless pit for one last battle and final defeat. The last order of business, just prior to the eternal ages, will be the great white throne judgment in which the wicked of all time will be summoned in the resurrection of the unjust to face the Lord Jesus Christ. This judgment will determine their level of punishment in the lake of fire for all eternity, and that is going to be based upon their works. What is the term, the eternal ages? This is a time that starts right after the great white throne judgment. This time will continue forward into the infinity of eternity. It is significant to note that the eternal ages will be marked by absolute righteousness and absolute holiness. In order for this state of perfection to be achieved, God will purge the universe of all wickedness as revealed in 2 Peter 3 and verse number 7. The contents of Revelation chapters 21 and 22 gives us glimpses of the glory that shall be revealed in the eternal ages. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem that hovers above the earth, nations of redeemed saints that dwell on the new earth, a new tree of life for the healing of the nations, and a new throne of the Lamb. There'll be many, many blessings that abound as eternal ages roll into infinity. There will be no more sorrow, no more pain. There'll be no more death. There'll be unbroken fellowship with the Lord and His people. There will be complete compatibility between the Lord and His people. There'll be no wicked to disrupt the peace and fellowship of God and His saints. I realize that I have but scratched the surface of the eternal ages. I must confess that this subject is simply too vast and deep for my finite mind. My comprehension of this future age of unsullied glory and unmatched brilliance is but feeble. But I long for the day when I shall enter into the realms of bliss and happiness that yet await me in the eternal ages. But I would ask you this morning, are you ready? Have you ever been forgiven? Have you ever come to the Lord Jesus Christ and confessed that you are a sinner? And just ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of what you are. And ask Jesus Christ for His salvation. If you have not, then I would say to you that today is the day. Don't wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow will never get here. Trust the Lord today is our prayer for you.
Now, did some of this pique your interest in what the Bible says about the end times? It's so easy to forget the Bible has already told us of the many things yet to come, and we need to be watching and ready. And if you'd like to talk to Pastor Reynolds about this, we'd encourage you to come join us for services. We'll be meeting this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and 4:30 worship services. Now, our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'd be thrilled to see you there. Well, I can see that our time has slipped away from us, but we do want to thank you for joining us, and we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday for another message about the events of prophecy.